Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Anne Oberholz, the CEO of the IB. Good morning. Thanks for joining us so bright and early. I'm sure it was a crazy night for, well, crazy few days for you guys.
Howard, thank you, and morning to your listeners. Yes, it's been, you know, the whole exam period from once the writing of the exams are done. Mm. It's a hectic period here at the IEB with the marking, with the collation of results, with the standardization meetings and a whole variety of meetings that take place. But it's over now, and these children have just been amazing.
Well, they really
each
have.
Year, they amaze me more.
You know, when I look at these kids from 2020, where they really, they lost a lot. They lost the whole of grade 10, really, from a social perspective, grade 11 as well. And as they can get back into their sort of normal school, well, then they're writing matric, which is an incredible focus. So I really think that this particular group has shown incredible resilience. What's your experience in this?
I would certainly say that. You know, we always bemoan the pandemic, and I think it was a terrible thing that happened to us and to our children. But it's prepared them well with how to cope with difficulty in life.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's some things you can't change, and you've just got to find your way through it. And I think these grade 10s have shown that that's possible.
Mm.
That you know, if you put your head down and it didn't happen without the support of the teachers.
Sure, sure. Absolutely.
I really have to take my hat off to the teachers who kept them motivated, kept them on track.
And who had to adapt very quickly themselves. You know, they might have been teaching in a certain way for many years, and all of a sudden they are asked to do something completely different and not drop the ball, because we still expect as parents and as you know, we still expect a standard. So not easy for the teachers in the schools.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, I think the pupils and the teaching community need our respect, because they've definitely pulled off what could have been a disaster.
I have been saying that, you know, we often, during the pandemic itself, for all good reasons, we spoke about the frontline workers, the nurses, doctors, the responders, but really many of the heroes of the pandemic as well were our educators, because they were kept, they looked after the critical part of our society, which is the education of our kids.
And ensured our future.
Absolutely
right. You know, they've kept the system going, and
right.
I think
exceptional.
It's great. So they've always had my respect.
you mentioned a little bit earlier about standardization. Is that where marks are adjusted according to a curve? Can you take us through that? How does that work?
Yeah, look, the standardization of exam results is a standard practice the world over, simply because you don't know from one year to the next whether the examiner has got it right. You know, for your examiners, you use your experienced teachers, but when you're teaching in a school, you've got a small group of people. When that examiner moves to a national examining position, they've got to get used to a different kind of pool.
Mm.
So what their perception is of the bottom end.
In other words, their reality might be very, very different to what is actually happening in a broader environment.
Broader perspective.
Right.
That's right. And you can't allow the children to be victims of not something that the examiner is not doing correctly, but the examiner is doing from a different perspective.
Right.
So what the standardization process says, look, we know what this kind of cohort looks like at the end of grade 12 in a normal process.
Mm.
If that picture changes, we've then got to look to see where the reason is. And inevitably the reason sits with, the examiner who may have assessed too high or too low in terms of the overall standard. Part of the external moderation process is to try and help address that, but sometimes even the external moderator misses
right,
the boat.
Right.
Very seldom. I mean, Umalusi will give you how many times marks have had to be adjusted, and certainly less less adjustment than there are raw marks.
Right.
You know, there's less subjects that need adjustment than marks as they stand. So, I mean, for me, the standardization process is the protection of the learners from the system, if I can put
right.
it that way.
Right, no, that makes perfect sense.
Sounds funny.
Yeah. Yeah, but it actually makes sense. The other question that I wanted to ask you is, in the past, results have generally been released sometime in December. I think it was always generally before Christmas time, we would see results coming out. Why is it that they've been pushed out to the middle of January for the last couple of years?
Well, I mean, that's fairly and squarely at the door of the pandemic. If we remember in 2020, the exams were moved later.
I remember that, yeah.
And, I think the marking then could only take place sort of middle of December.
Right.
We used to release probably just on New Year. And of course now, if you're marking at that period, all your processing that would normally take place from the end of marking to the release of the results has had to move after the holidays.
Okay.
So it's really a direct result of the pandemic. Whether it'll go back the other way around, back to releasing slightly earlier, I certainly think the universities would prefer that.
Well, I'm sure, because this must make their life quite difficult if they're waiting for results.
Yeah. Well, you know, yes, I think ultimately it does. But the point is, I think people have adjusted.
Yeah, I think so too.
To some extent to that. And also the universities do most of their prep in the year before. So all they are waiting for the matric result to do is to confirm the basis on which they had accepted the child in the first place. So most children who get into university get a provisional acceptance. And provided them with final results
meet that standard,
reflect what that is, they are done. But yeah, it's directly from the pandemic.
So before I let you go, final word: how are you feeling about the 2022 matric results?
I'm feeling ecstatic. I really do. I mean, I think these children have had a tough time. The teaching community has had a tough time. And to achieve results like this, they deserve all the praise, celebration, and honor that we as a society can give them. So yes, I'm smiling from ear to ear.
And so you should. It is 7 o'clock. That was Anne Oberholzer. She's the CEO of the IEB. Congratulations to you. And of course, to the schools and to the kids and to the parents who are all part of the 2022 cohort. It's 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.